You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Hey, this is Izzy Bizu, and you're listening to the Student Radio Association podcast.
Hello and welcome to the SRA Takeover here on In Radio, and we're currently backstage at Brownstock Festival 2016. I'm Luke James.
I'm Jess Campbell.
Hi, Jess.
How's it going, Luke?
It's going good. It's been a long day, but we finally made it. And Miss Dynamite is currently on stage, and it sounds amazing.
Do you know what? The sun's like just starting to set, and it's all cleared up now. It was raining earlier, but as soon as we got to Essex, it just like the sun just came out from nowhere.
It's as if they knew we were coming for Brownstock.
Do you know what?
They?
I think that they did. And Miss Dynamite even like gave us a little wave
she
earlier.
Did. She was like, she was really like, hey. Why didn't you just come up on stage? But we were like, you know.
She knew the Student Radio Association people were here. So coming up on the course of all of this, we're hopefully going to be having a good few interviews. If not, we're going to be making the most of it here at Brownstock.
You'll just hear us partying, probably, just like this.
So in order to get to Brownstock, we actually had to get on a few trains. So where you came all the way from Wales,
Luke. I came all the way from Wales, and I got up at 6 o'clock this morning, and I've got to be honest, I'm so tired right
it's
now.
It's actually ridiculous, the effort you've put in for this.
I know, exactly. And where did you come from, Jess?
I came from Portsmouth, not quite as far as you. I got an extra couple of hours in bed, thankfully.
You're lucky. Didn't you get up at 8?
Yeah, I got up at 8, yeah, easily.
How dare you?
So yeah, we had to go through the tube, through central London with massive bags on our back.
Yeah, the problem I had was I got onto a first Great Western and basically I knocked out most of the people that were like wearing suits on that train, I'm sure, because like I couldn't get through the aisles.
All you have to think about is the fact that they're going to their 9-to-5 jobs and we're at a festival.
We're
right
at a
now.
Festival, yeah.
So who's really winning?
We haven't got VIP. I mean, how cool is that?
The press area is really cute as well. We will be taking lots of photos and hopefully some videos as well, going to put up throughout our time here.
As long as my photography skills are good enough.
You know, I might have to take over. But no, there's some really cool people coming up tonight. We've got Tiny Temper, who's coming up later, and Charlie Sloth.
We've got Miss Dynamite on stage at the moment.
Who were one of the people that I tipped, actually, on my podcast. So over the course of the next 25 minutes, we're going to be just summing up everything about what we've been getting up to at Brownstock Festival this year.
And giving you an amazing taste of what the atmosphere's like.
So you can feel like you have been right there with us this whole entire time. Lucky you.
Hey Jess, I don't know if you've noticed behind us, but there's actually like a craney thing. How much do you reckon we'd have to pay to have a ride in that?
I think if we just get on the right side of like Tiny Temper, Charlie Sloth, they'll sort it out, you know?
We should try and interview Tiny Temper whilst up
on
in the sky
crane.
On that crane thing.
Do you know what? That might be the first time that ever happens, and you could hear that potentially right now.
Only joking.
That'd be funny, but look at that army tent. Look at army tent things. What are they about?
I think it's something to do with where we can do interviews.
I think that it might be where artists can go.
Hang out.
Yeah, I think that's maybe where they are.
Do you reckon we could try and get in
I
there?
Reckon we could get around the back when it's like dark.
Distract the security guards. We're here at Brownstock Festival for day two. How are you enjoying it, Jess?
It's all right, Luke. It's quite windy.
We appear to have chosen the windiest place on the campsite to record this link, but who cares?
I would say, definitely, if you're considering about coming next year, the fashions and stuff might change, but generally, if you're wearing some sort of, like, jersey, shorts, a little man bag, and wear it to the front of your body, a flat cap, sunglasses, Nike trainers and white Nike socks pulled up as far as they can be pulled up.
Preferably up to the knees.
You will fit in here and we kind of feel like we stick out a little bit, don't
we? Yeah, no,
but
we
do. We now know. I think like...
Next year, we'll know.
I'll be prepared.
Yeah. You can tell that quite a few people are hungover today, can't you?
Yeah, people are like seem to be like going into the town and then coming back a bit more fresh face, going out and get some proper food to eat.
Yeah. They've also been bringing in a lot of Domino's boxes.
Yeah, I'm really actually quite jealous. I mean, there's loads of different food stands and stuff here.
The food choice is amazing. Mm. But then, can it beat a Domino's?
Well, I don't know. I do like the pun that Cakey McCakeface. That's definitely a highlight of food stands.
I do like that. And their Cherryade. Their Cherryade is amazing. I haven't had Cherryade in years, so it's been...
Do you feel like a little child?
I do feel like a little child. Like most of the other people going to this festival, but let's brush over that.
But it is so windy here.
Can we just do a whole 25 minutes of just wind noise?
I mean, that would definitely make some different content, wouldn't it?
It would indeed.
Yes. Who wants to hear that? I mean, you would definitely get a real feel for what the festival's like.
Yeah. To be fair, it's only within like the past 2 hours that the wind's actually picked up.
Do you know what? That's probably why there's been so many planes in the sky.
Possibly.
It's windy. Although, is that good for planes? I don't know.
No, because that's turbulence. No.
Turbulence sounds like it should be a tiny tempest song.
Turbulence.
That genuinely does sound like it should be a tiny tempest song.
Should we go and pitch it to him backstage later?
I think we should go, yeah. We'll write a chorus.
Yeah, we can get him to like do it.
But I think you're going to really like this tiny... I wonder what his real name is. I want it to be Gerald.
Well, you're wrong, for starters.
Damn.
Patrick.
Ah.
Patrick.
I can't even imagine
him as being a Patrick. But hey, Patrick. I can't say his surname or his middle name.
Great facts there. Facts from Luke.
Earlier, we were sat by another stage called The Saloon, which basically looks like a saloon. It's amazing.
The clue's in the name.
However, we were sat outside the saloon and there was a drumming band.
Yeah, there were seven drummers all in unison doing exactly the same thing, and then halfway through one of them stands up and starts playing the saxophone.
It was so
incredible to watch, and they were actually on Britain's Got Talent.
Yes, they were. They were on it last year, yeah. I believe.
And they were called
Legion of Doom.
Legion of Doom. So if you want to go on YouTube, check them out. They were just incredible to watch.
In fact, we've got a little taster clip for you now. Saloon.
Yeah, just talking about them again, I thought it was incredible, like the amount of crowd that they managed to attain. Like, the longer we sat down there, the more and more people started to gather around them for such a tiny stage as well.
At one point, I reckon there may have been more than were at the main stage earlier
100%,
on.
100%, I definitely think so.
They were genuinely so good, and maybe the audio doesn't really convey it, but they were fantastic.
Yeah, no, I think that's one of my favourite things about coming to festivals, is all the like the little things at the festival. Oh, that's really cute, isn't it? All the little things at the festival.
All the little things. Count.
I think it just showing all the character and just keeping your eyes out for all these things that are happening, because the smaller stage, I think it's just so much more personable, and you're like right there, like with all the different artists. So at Brownstock, there's a few smaller stages, like the Saloon, which looks like a saloon and it's really cool. And there's also the Treehouse.
I think the Treehouse is my favourite stage.
Definitely.
It's literally in a tree.
It is a treehouse, the stages. Yeah. But it's quite funny when we were going round, seeing the different age ranges of people at the different stages. So at the Saloon, there was kind of a mixture of people, really, because it was turning into like more of a covers artists and stuff on there. It was just people sitting down, like chilling. There's some sofas in there. And then at the Treehouse, it's all like dads or like families, like little kids. And definitely, I think, where I felt most at home, because
you're a dad.
We have discovered at this festival that I like dad music.
You are a dad.
I am a dad. He was a high roller chain smoker. He said it's over. Went over and saw Ghosts of Men at the Treehouse stage. And I thought they were so cool. It was so, like, bluesy rock.
One moment, you'd be there and it would be, like, nice, like, relaxed music. And then next thing you know, just out of nowhere, rock came in. It was like, wow.
It was just shouting away.
It was good. It was really good. It was really different.
Exactly. It's quite refreshing. Like, there are a few, like, more rock kind of bands, especially on that stage. And it's really interesting going from that. And most of the other artists here are, like, DJs or more urban music, so it's just, yeah, there's a bit of something for everyone here.
There is. And in fact, on the main stage, what did we see? Was it Kirby T and Friends?
Yeah, there was a 16-year-old
rapping.
It was,
like,
incredible.
He was properly throwing down the bars, wasn't he? Like,
throwing down those bars.
He was really good.
Yeah, definitely. But you know what? The future is in grime, Luke.
Really, is it?
Yeah. Matt Wilkinson from NME told me that. Fun fact for you. But that's definitely what they think they're trying to encapsulate here at Brownstock. You can definitely see that there's a massive scene for it around here.
Yes, and snapbacks, apparently.
And man bags.
And man bags.
If you come to Brownstock next year, make sure you bring a man bag with you. You will fit right in.
Just make sure that you don't bring alcohol for re-entry. That's just a little warning now, because the security do take it quite seriously.
They're smelling water bottles now. Which is definitely a sight to behold. So I'm normally presenting on Express Radio in Cardiff, and I am all about the new music. So one of the standout performers on the lineup at Brownstock Festival is undoubtedly Izzy Bizu. I think she's going to have such a massive career ahead of her, and she's definitely someone you should be keeping an eye on. And we caught her for a quick little interview backstage just before her set. So I'm Jess, I'm here podcasting for the Student Radio Association with Izzy Bizu backstage at Brownstock Festival. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. And you?
Really well. Bit
good.
Tired, but...
I don't blame you. Yeah. You stayed
and
the night.
You played at Tea in the Park.
Yeah. It was lovely.
Yeah?
It's really nice. Everyone says it's really messy. I think the times it got messy was by the time I left. Because I got there and it was the most chilled thing ever. I was like, "What? It's so chill." I was like, whatever. But I mean, I think in the evening it got rowdy maybe. Yeah.
Have you seen all the stuff that's been going on as well?
Yeah, no, it's not cool. That's not nice, man. Like, I don't understand how that happens, but, you know.
It's really sad. And yeah. Today there's been an ATM machine that's been stolen as well. I have no idea how.
The most random thing I've ever heard. That's crazy.
It wasn't you, though.
No, I don't think I have the strength to carry a trophy. Let alone bag.
Yeah, and you've played loads of festivals this year, like all over the place. Looking forward to playing here later.
I'm really looking forward to it, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really nice and chill, so it's nice. And the crowd seem cute. And my friend Zach's just playing now.
Yeah.
And I just watched the first half of his set and it just put me in the best mood.
Oh, good.
He's so good. And yeah, he makes me happy. It's good.
Yeah, no, I'm really looking forward to seeing your set live.
Oh,
like,
thank you. It's going to be really good. Oh, thanks.
You're releasing your album really soon as well.
Yeah, finally, I'm releasing it. Yeah.
Are you looking forward to it?
I'm really looking forward to it. It's out on the 2nd of September, so it's quite soon. And yeah, I just can't wait to show people what I've been working on and, you know.
What can we expect to hear on the album?
I like people to interpret it the way they want to. Yep. But I reckon it's like quite soulful, melancholic, coming of age sort of thing. Yeah.
Really looking forward to it.
Oh, thank you.
But you know, you've blown up, especially more recently with White Tiger, like being played absolutely everywhere.
Oh, wow.
And well, with Coldplay and people like that just bigging you up is insane.
That was nuts. You know, I thought it was someone with like a fake account or something.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, you know, it's not really. And then I got my glasses on and I was like, oh my days. Yeah, no, it's very, very nice. I'm so happy that he likes it.
Yeah. How do you even react to something like that? I can't even imagine.
I don't know, man. I didn't even know that it was like it reached him anyway. But I'm really happy he appreciates it. He's amazing.
So your album that's coming out is called A Moment of Madness.
Yeah.
What's been some of the maddest things that's happened to you this year?
This year, what's the maddest thing that happened? I don't know, man. Probably Glastonbury. Yeah, that was pretty mad.
Yeah.
I watched James Blake. That was really cool. It was really amazing.
Uh-huh.
I went home. I was like, I'm going to have an early night. You know what? I just can't be asked like to rave. I was being such a grandma and I got all tucked in.
Yeah.
And I woke up in the morning and my mate was like next to me and was like, yo! And he literally like saw my eye and it was like this big and in red. I had like a massive eye and I had to go to the Glastonbury Hospital.
No way.
And there's loads of people that had the same thing as me. I don't know. I was like, what's going on? There's like bacteria in the air. The worst part is the guy who was writing my name to say to take me to the doctor. Yeah. He was really cute and had these sunglasses on. He was like, so, what's wrong with you? And I was like, nothing. I was like, oh, this is so horrible. Did not want to take my glasses off. It didn't. Yeah, yeah, it was definitely memorable. Yeah, you can call it that. No, I'll be fine. This is so like chill. Yeah, it'll be fine. Yeah.
Got any more festivals planned?
I think so. I got yeah, I got the Secret Garden Party. Oh, how did I forget that? That was the one I've been looking forward to because I've never been there, and it's like it's proper. It looks very messy, and everyone's having a good time. No one cares. Yeah, I saw the pictures online, like, yeah. It looks proper nice. Like, whoever does that is like, wow, credit to them, it's amazing.
So how does your festival set change in comparison to your live, gigs?
They're just shorter, because there's more acts at festivals, if I'm honest with you. And then the way you're talking to people is more, like, talkative, because obviously, yeah. You want to, you got to reach out far in the field or something. For, in an intimate gig, I do the same stuff, but I just do more of it, and breaks and stuff.
Yeah, well, it should be quite good here, because it's quite a small site, so you should be able to.
They're really sweet. They look like they're up to party. It's cool.
Obviously, you recorded for the BBC Orchestra for the Euros. Yeah. It's the finals tonight. Which one's gonna win?
I think France is going to win.
Yeah.
Should we make a bet?
Yeah, let's make a bet.
Who are they playing tonight? Actually, I don't even, Portugal, right?
I think so. Yeah.
It's Portugal, right?
I reckon Portugal are going to win.
Yeah. So you think Portugal are going to win? Because of Ronaldo?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Let's see what happens. I don't know why, but everyone, since England lost, I've been trying to support other teams, but I just keep getting drawn to France. Even the Germany-France game, I was with my German friends. I was like, I'm going to support Germany for you guys, but when France won, I couldn't help but smile. I was like, what's wrong with me? Stop.
Yeah, the atmosphere's been amazing for it, but that must have been so cool to be involved with something like that as
well. Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, it was amazing, and I'm so honoured to be a part of that project. Yeah. It was very lovely, and the orchestra, incredible.
Yeah, incredible. No, I bet. Yeah. Apart from festivals, then, have you got any other gigs that people around the country, obviously this is for the Student Radio Association, so there's going to be people tuning in from all over the country.
Yeah.
We hope, anyway.
I love your ambition, man. It's good. At some point.
Do you have any any gigs lined up?
Yeah, actually, I do. yes, I've got my gig in Coco on the 15th of September. Yeah. And it'll be in London, and you're all welcome to come.
Wicked. Cool. It's not too far away.
It's pretty far.
Brownstock Festival.
We haven't left.
Jess, you look a little bit tired today.
Luke, honestly, I feel like death warmed up on a plate.
We're trying to work out why you're so ill today, and we don't know why. What happened?
I think it's just the festival.
Maybe it is. But last night we went a bit too hard, maybe, in the saloon. The saloon was quite fun, wasn't it?
It was really fun.
It was really cool. They were playing a mix of, I can't even explain the music choice, really. It was one moment it was David Bowie, and then the next moment it was Mark Ronson with Uptown Funk. How cool is that?
I think I just liked it because it was more just sitting in a pub.
Yeah, it was more of a pub vibe than dancing in the Good Shed or anything.
So, a little bit about the festival if you don't know much about it. We got a taxi into town earlier to go and get some actual food, and it was fantastic. And while having a conversation with the taxi driver, I found out that the festival started a few years ago, and it was started in the back of someone's truck. It was tiny.
They just wanted to do it for all their friends and have a small little private gathering.
Yeah, and it's just blown up now to having people Tiny Temper, KTV, Mr. Jam, people like that playing. So it's actually nice. It still has that kind of community feel to it.
I was just
it.
About to say that, yeah.
Yeah, and we just saw Tiny Temper and Big Nasty just walking around, just
I know,
they were
bizarre.
At the festival. yesterday.
If you saw Tiny Temper at the front of the main stage, just rocking away to Izzy Bizu in any other festival, I think he would be mobbed.
It was great, yeah. And then he killed it last night. He absolutely killed it last night. So he was headlining last night, which was the Saturday night.
Yeah.
I actually forget with Tiny Temper just how many of his songs that I know and things that he's been involved in. Like this tracks with like Jess Glynn.
It was literally tune after tune after
tune. So many. And there were so many people there. I think you actually realise when the big, the people headlining the main stage, when they actually come on, you actually see how many people are at this festival.
It was amazing. And especially, who else? Wretch 32.
Wretch 32 brought so many people down there. He was insane though. I think he's fantastic.
Everyone legged it there before his set. And then straight after he finished, everyone left.
I've never been to a festival before, no.
And I've got to be honest, it's a nice one to start with, I feel. Because if I went straight into Glastonbury, I reckon I would probably have a heart attack. Because Glastonbury is so muddy and all that. At least here there is no mud. That's a good thing, right?
Yet.
Yet.
Yeah, it hasn't rained.
We had a little bit of drizzle this morning, but you know, it's not too bad.
No, I definitely say if you haven't been to a festival before, if you're listening now and haven't been to a festival before, definitely consider coming to a smaller festival.
Especially Brownstock, because Brownstock is very appropriate.
Your legs won't get as tired, you don't have to walk around as much.
Unless you have to haul all your tent and all of your stuff from the railway station, because it is quite a way, we discovered.
But there is a shuttle bus, which we missed.
Yes.
Which we only saw afterwards. But we got to walk around the local village, town.
Everyone in the village, or town, whatever it is actually talking about it as well.
Do you know what's actually crazy about here? It's the fact that they have a McDonald's in an Asda.
Well, this is it, Jess. We've nearly come to the end of Brownstock Festival 2016.
If you can hear now, we're waiting for Khalees to come on stage.
We are indeed.
Absolutely buzzing.
And we've had an amazing weekend, haven't we? And all of the artists that have performed here have been absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, we caught the end of Krebs and Conan earlier.
And Fuse ODG. We saw the end of him.
They were amazing.
All of the little stages as well have been really well thought out set-wise and, like, who's playing when.
They haven't had any clashes, like what happens with bigger festivals, which is also another really good thing about the smaller ones. None of the people that you want to see are clashing with each other. Because
it's
just
really
good. It's been spaced out really, really well. And I actually got to catch a band that I do really, really like called Asylums that I've had my own for a while. Didn't actually know they were playing the festival until like yesterday when I was looking at the lineup. And it was really cool because they were playing at the Treehouse stage, which is a tiny little stage.
It's a tiny little stage with an actual tree growing through the stage.
So who have been your favourite people that you've seen?
I'd say that my favourite person that I've seen so far is Tiny Temper, only because like every single song that he has is an absolute hit. I've really also enjoyed Mandeville last night. They were really good because they were not the sort of music that I would usually listen to, but like I really enjoyed them. But I'm actually really hyped for Khalees because I mean, like, I want to know if her milkshake really does bring all the boys to the yard.
It's not just bringing all the boys to the yard, it's literally bringing everyone here. It's starting to get
it's starting
up
to
now.
Feel like mad.
But no, like going back to Tiny Temper, it was amazing watching him last night. The amount, like, everybody knew all of the words to his songs. Everyone was just like dancing.
But everyone knew the rap perfectly, including you, Jess.
Of course,
so
I think
really
we've
impressed.
Actually probably got some footage of me rapping along to stuff as well.
What's been your highlight of the festival?
Sure, I did really like Wretch 32.
He was amazing.
I thought Wretch 32 was so good, and it was amazing how he was talking about supporting each other and about
racial equality and stuff.
So it's actually really nice to have someone talking about that and like celebrating it. There isn't any hate here. I haven't seen any arguments,
no.
Any crying, anything like that. I'll say, in fact, it's been like so like lacking in hate. Like that guy came up to us earlier and gave us a kiss.
Yeah. I think any moment now, Khalees could be coming on stage.
Hello.
Oh.
I think you're right.
The pyros are starting to flare up. Oh, here we go.
So this is Khalees, Brownstalk Festival. I've been Jess Campbell.
And I've been Luke James. Thank you very much for listening to us all this time.
And you can find out a bit more about the Student Radio Association
at SRA on Twitter, or just Google them, you know.
You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.